We're here with the president of the Dominica Olympic Committee, Mr. Billy Doctorov. Mr. Billy Doctorov, you must be a very happy man. Two medals for Dominica at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. Talk to us about Dominica's performance.
Well, Gavin and I, we're very, very elated. We in the Dominica Olympic Committee, we have worked hard from since we came into office in May last year. And as I said, the medals that we have received, we are very, very pleased about it. It, to me, is the icing on the cake, you know, the bronze medal of TLR4 and the silver medal of Garcia. But Gavin, to tell the truth, what has given me the most inspiration and happiness in this on this Commonwealth Games is listening to all the athletes and all the coaches, both locally based and overseas based, saying how much they are satisfied with the work that the Dominica Olympic Committee has done, and in the manner that we have reached out to them, in the manner that we have governed the Olympic Committee over the past year. So we are just happy that, you know, the athletes who are the major stakeholders of the Dominica Olympic Committee, that, you know, just feeling, just getting the vibes from them makes me very, very happy. And so I really believe that hopefully we can build on those two medals and generate more interest in sports generally in Dominica. It has to be a combined effort with us, the Dominica Olympic Committee, with the respective associations, with the athletes, with the government, with the private sector. It has to be a combined effort. I mean, I've been really, really heartened with so many congratulatory messages from other associations. They are so happy to see Dominica doing well, and I'm really hoping to see that act as a catalyst for sports in Dominica.
And despite the two medals, we also had some other good performances where we saw Dylan Simon, for example, make it to the finals, young Derek Seja, you know, putting on a personal best in the men's 400 meters. So the prospects look pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. And as I said, Gavin, I repeat, because it's so very important that the athletes are right now, they are saying that they are contented, they are satisfied. And you know, in sports, it's not only your physical preparation, it's your mental and your whole psychology that you need to put right. And everybody's saying that they are happy now, and they can feel from day one, they could feel the difference in the way that the Dominica Olympic Committee is conducting its business. And all the other, you know, as Olympic Committees throughout the region have reached out to us and have complimented us. So I'm really, really heartened with that. And I'm hoping that we can continue to work. As I said, every decision that we make is for the benefit of the athletes. They are the major stakeholders. They are the benefactors and beneficiaries of every decision that we make. And we are hoping that we can continue working in that direction. Those two medals will go a long way to ensure that persons recognize that we have talent, we have the ability, but we just need to put the structure in place so that those other athletes can work and fulfill their potential.
Mr. Doctorov, I want to go back to the moment when, you know, for example, when Thea won that first medal and then Garcia followed it up, you were right in the stands. You know, what really was going through your mind at those points, especially when you saw the two athletes on the podium?
Well, tears came to my eyes, Gavin. As a matter of fact, as I speak to you now, I'm very emotional, because when I saw that Dominican flag, you know, going up, you know, I was acting in tears, because you know, it means so much to the Dominican people. And as I said, even with the silver medal today from Garcia, I was really elated, I was really happy, but deep down, I was so disappointed that we could have lost a gold medal by 2 centimeters, you know. But I'm happy for him, I'm happy for everybody, and we operated as a team here. I'm really happy, you know. All the athletes, you know, said that they were so heartened with we being here. We come into the athletes' village, speaking to them on a one-on-one. They had never experienced that kind of communication between the executive and them before. So I'm just happy that we seem to be doing something right, and that has come from all the athletes, that has come from all the other regional Olympic committees. So we just want to just ask the athletes to have patience, you know, have confidence in us. And if we work together as a team, then we can continue doing great things for Dominica.
All right, Mr. Doctorov, Valerian Spicer, who served Dominica for 8 years in the field of boxing, she announced that she was retiring, hanging up the gloves. Your words on Spicer, you know, on her retirement?
Yeah, she has been a wonderful ambassador for Dominica, and the effort that she made to get ready for this Commonwealth Games after giving birth to Bong Sin and have a beautiful little boy in October last year. It was a wonderful effort that she put together to come back and get ready. And we all saw the fight. We all believe that she won the fight, but it was a split decision, so we had to go along with the decision of the judges. But she has been a wonderful ambassador, and both she and her coach, who is also her husband, have reached out to us and told us that even despite that she has hung up her gloves and is retiring, but they are willing to continue working on for the betterment of boxing in Dominica. So as I said, we are hoping that we can tap on their knowledge, tap on the resources that they have available, and the technical skills that they have, and we hope that the issue with the International Boxing Federation can be sorted out and rectified as quickly as possible, so boxing in Dominica can continue. Can start making a proper headway, and if they put their structure in place. So we are hoping that with the general meeting that an election that they're going to be having in early May, that after that the Boxing Association can put themselves in order and work for the benefit of boxers in Dominica.